Because you can put a little different level of meaning to this word friend.
因为这个朋友这个字里面带了不同程度的亲密度。
Because the meaning of friend really depends on the level of relationship and the mutual understanding of two individuals and also how much they share.
因为朋友之所以这个程度友谊的程度到深浅不同，是因为这两个人中间的关系有多么的深奥。You
have heard of the word acquaintance.
也许我们曾经听过一个名词叫做最普通的朋友，泛泛之交。Now
the Webster dictionary define acquaintance as a person whom one knows.
这个韦氏词典为这个普通的朋友的定义是说，这个这两个人，彼此认识而已。But
who is not a particularly close friend?
但这个友谊不是很深哦。So
we can say we have a lot of acquaintances in life, but not many is really your real mean, maybe in a real sense, your friend as such.
也许我们都认识很多普普通通的朋友，只是我们所熟悉的人而已。You
have heard of the phrase, a friend in need is a friend indeed.
也许我们都听过一些的一种说法，就是在危难中挺身相助的才是真正的朋友。And
another one may put it, a real friend is a guy who walks out, a real friend is a guy who walks in when everybody else walks out.
也许我们也听过说，真正的朋友是要挺身相助，而不是敬而远之的。It
was told that when Henry Ford, many of you know Henry Ford.
也许大家都知道这个美国汽车大亨，福特。He
was a patriot car maker. And one time he was having lunch with a man.
有一次他在与一个朋友午餐的时候。And
Henry Ford asked this man.
福特就问他的朋友说,
He said, who is your best friend?
谁是你最好的朋友呢?
And when this person trying to name names,
所以这个朋友就把他认为所最好的朋友的名字一个一个讲出来。
Henry Ford stopped him. Henry Ford stopped him.
福特就说："你暂停一下。"
And instead, he took a pencil out and he wrote on the tablecloth.
所以拿出一支笔在餐巾上这样子写。
Maybe he owned that restaurant too, right?
也许他也是那个餐厅的主人，所以他可以随便用他们的东西。
He said, "Your best friend is one who brings out." Best that is within you.
也许他说，你的最好的朋友是那些能够帮助你表现最卓越的那些人。Today
I like to explore with you two dimensions.
今天我想从两个不同的层面来讨论friendship. 什么是真正的朋友？
The first dimension is at a human level, and the second dimension is at a spiritual level.
我会将从人性或灵性两方面来不同的探讨。However,
I believe we need both dimensions to be together in real life, to make life meaningful, purposeful, and if we have eternal in mind, eternity in mind, it also brings us security.
我认为我们需要人性和灵性方面都能够对朋友有真正的了解。 然后才能够使我们的生命有意义、有目标，甚至对永恒有把握。Now
I'd like to share with you two stories from the Old Testament.
我想从旧约里面两个故事来开始。They
more or less illustrate a little bit about our human level of friendship.
从人性方面看，什么是真正的友谊。
But if we studied the four Gospels, we know that Christ spent 3.5 years in his ministry.
但是我们读四福音的时候，我们知道基督在世上3年半，工作3年半。
And I'd like to share his life, his ministry as a way of illustrating the spiritual dimension of friendship.
但是我会用基督在世上的一段时间来解释从灵性方面看人的朋友是怎么一回事。
First of all, I'd like to share with you a little bit about the life of Job and his three friends.
首先我来与你们分享约伯和他三个朋友的一些的事迹。
If some of you have the Bible with you, you can turn to Job chapter 2.
如果大家有圣经的话，可以翻到旧约约伯记第二章，约伯就在诗篇以前那一卷。
Now, just give a little background about Job.
先讲一些约伯的背景。
He's a man in the Old Testament story that believed God.
他是在旧约一个人物，他是相信神的。
And he worshiped God, prayed God, reverenced God. God blessed him tremendously.
他敬畏神，神就祝福他。
Came the story that the devil correspond with God and talking to God and said that, you know, Job was so good to you because you gave him all the blessings in his life.
撒旦魔鬼就来跟神说，约伯之所以敬畏你，是因为你实在待他太好了，你赐给他一切。
Take everything away from him and see if he still believes in you.
如果你把一切你赐给他的一切都挪去，你看他还敬不敬畏你。
Now the Bible told us that from the beginning of the chapter 1, how wealthy he was.
从约伯记第一章我们可以看见约伯是多么的富裕。
In those days, livestock were very important. It's part of the wealth, or most of the wealth of the people.
当时的这个人的身价是以为他家产来计算。
The Bible said,Job owned 7,000 sheep.
圣经告诉我们他的家产有7,000的羊
,3,000 camels,
3,000骆驼
,500 cows,
500对牛
,and 500 donkeys,
500头母驴。
So he was really blessed with what he owned.
他有很多很多的牲畜。
But only that, he had 10 children.
不单是如此，他还有十个儿女
，7 boys and 3 girls，
7个儿子，3个女儿。
And they have good time together, dining, visiting each other frequently to dine together as a whole family.
他们生活得非常愉快。
Well, what happened is that within a very short period of time, God took everything away from him.
但是在很短的时间里面，神把这一切的祝福都
挪开了。He lost all his livestock.
约伯失去他所有的家产。
All his children were killed.
10个儿女都丧命。
What is left is just a few servants who came running, reporting to Job, said, "Master, sorry, this is what happened, or this was what happened."
他所剩下的只是几个仆人，不断的把恶讯告诉他。
Even his own wife rejected him.
甚至他的妻子都嫌弃他。
As we can read from the verse, chapter 2, verse 10,
我们可以从第二章第十节那里看见。
His wife did not respect him anymore, no sympathy to him. You know what she said? Why do you believe this God did that thing, those things to you? Why do you curse God and die.
他的妻子不再对他尊敬，就是嘲笑他说：“你不如弃掉你的神，死了吧。”
Now we're going to read the main paragraph I'd like to share with you, and it's just in chapter 2, verses 11 to 13.
所以今天我所愿意与你分享的是第二章从十一节到十三节的经文。
Now I'm reading from a little different translation, which is a little more modern, easier to understand.
我会用一个不同的翻译版本。
Try to listen carefully and see what it says.
请留心的听。
Three of Job's friends were so and so and so and so. When they heard the tragedy he had suffered, they got together and traveled from their homes to comfort and console him. When they saw Job from a distance, they scarcely recognized him. Wailing loudly, that you sometimes heard people did during a funeral and the loss of a loved one, wailing loudly, they torn their robes and threw dust into the air over their heads to demonstrate their grief. Then they sat on the ground with him for 7 days and night. And no one said a word, for they saw that his suffering was so great for words.
约伯的三个朋友加一丙听到他这一切的灾祸临到他，就约好了从远方一同来为他来悲伤来安慰他。他们远远的看见却认不出约伯的样子，就放声大哭，个人把他们的外衣撕裂了，把尘土向天扬起来落在自己的头上。他们就与他七天七夜一同坐在地上，一个人一句话也不说，因为他们知道约伯是非常的痛苦。
Can you sense and feel that now in this room you have a very good friend that's suffering to that extent? They came from far away, gotten together as a group of three. The main purpose is to come visit him and comfort him.
我们是否可以设想，如果今天在我们的周围有一个人受到这样大的痛苦，他有一些的朋友从远方来到他面前来安慰他呢？
But showing empathy in silence is the only thing they can do under the circumstance.
但是在那个环境那个情况里面，以沉默来表示同情是他们唯一可能做到的。
They didn't know what to say to comfort him because he was suffering so much.
因为约伯的痛苦非常的大，他们找不到适合的言语来安慰他。
The only way they can show solidarity to this good friend is just sit with him.
唯一可以表示同情跟他站在同一阵线的，就是静静的、静默的坐在他的旁边。
Some of us might have come across some of these occasions when we have good friend, you visit that person, try to comfort that person, but you are just out of words. You don't know what to say to help that person.
也许我们也有同样的经验，我们想去安慰别人，但是找不到适合的言语。
Sitting with Job for 7 days, 7 nights, not saying a thing.
这三个朋友七天七夜陪伴约伯。一句话也不说。
It has to be some kind of friends.
这是真是一个三位很忠实的朋友。
But if you continue to read the book of Job,
但是如果我们继续念约伯记的话
，After 7 days they start talking.
经过七天七夜以后，他们就也许忍不住了，就开始讲话。
They couldn't stand it anymore. They have to say something.
他们忍不住这样的情形继续下去，所以他们必须说一些话。
But you also notice as you read on, the more they talk, the more they interact, the worse it got.
但是我们看见他们这三个朋友话越多就越糟糕。
So we can see that comfort in terms of logical reasoning, justification of what happened, and so forth and so forth, it didn't get anywhere.It only makes the situation worse.
让我们看见，我们如果用人间的逻辑和各种的理由来缓和 悲剧所带来的伤害、痛苦，不但是毫无功效，而且是有反效果。
But this is only one story from the Old Testament I want to share.
这是在旧约里面很多的故事里面的一个，我愿意你分享的。
To show us the difficulty in terms of dealing with suffering among humans.
这个故事证明了在这么大的痛苦之间是多难用友谊让我们的朋友受到安慰。
The lesson we learn, I think, is how important it is to have real friends during those circumstances. Who try so hard, but become part of you to help you to make things easier.
但是也让我们看见，在这种光景里面，有朋友，有这样好的朋友，是多么的重要。
A second story I'd like to share with you is concerning the relationship between David and Jonathan.
第二个旧约的故事，我想与你分享的是关于大卫和约拿单中间的友谊。
You can turn to 1 Samuel chapter 18.
这个我们可以翻到撒母耳记上，第十八章。
Now, because of time, we won't go through all in English and Chinese. But what I'll do is just to give you a little bit of a summary to introduce about these two personalities.
因为时间的关系，我们不能看太多的经文。我只是简略的把这两个人的中间的关系告诉你。
I first give you a little summary of what happened to them.
首先，我先解释一下大约的这个解释一下这个背景。
Then I'm going to read a few passages from the Bible.
然后我念一段的经文
to substantiate what actually happened in the biblical world.
来描述当时的情景。
You know, just like my grandkid like to have been sitting bedside before they went to bed. Said, yeah, can you read us a story before we go to bed?
就像我的孙女儿，在上床以前说：“爷爷，你可不可以念一些故事给我听
？”I'm not treating you like children, but I think it's interesting to hear people tell a story and read new stories sometimes. So that's what I'm going to do a little bit later.
我不是当你们为我的孙女儿，也不是想把你们讲的睡着了。
But just a little bit of summary. If you haven't heard of David or Jonathan,
我只是想简单的介绍大卫跟约拿单。
Now, David was the second king that God has chosen for the nation of Israel.
大卫是神拣选的第二位以色列国拣选的第二个国王。
Before him, it was Saul.
在他之前是扫罗王。
Now, Saul has a son called Jonathan.
扫罗王有一个儿子叫做约拿单。
And he and David became real good friends.
约拿单跟大卫变成非常好的朋友
，buddy buddy，
是可以说是老友挚友。
Not only buddy buddy, but they call blood buddy. We call them, you know, in Chinese, blood buddy.
是挚好的朋友。
Now, King was chosen as Saul was chosen to be the first king of Israel.
扫罗是被拣选做第一个以色列的君王。
However, later during his rule, he lost his reputation.
但是因为他不敬畏神，他的名声开始低落。
And the Bible told us God's spirit left him because he no longer followed God's will.
神的灵就离开他，因为他不遵从、不顺服耶和华的带领。
So God chose David to replace him.
所以耶和华就拣选大卫来代替他。
Now,you read this long story in the Bible. It's interesting if you want to read the whole story. But there are a lot of incidences that kind of describe in the Bible. But basically, Saul was very jealous about this David.
圣经里面记载的很详细，但是简单的来说，因为大卫被神拣选来代替他，就引起扫罗的嫉妒。
But I'm going to read a few passages to make it interesting, like a nighttime story, okay?
我可以读一些经文来描述。
But basically, David and Jonathan became so good friends. Jonathan knew his father wanted to get rid of David.
扫罗因为他的嫉妒大卫，他想千方百计的来除灭他，但是大卫却约拿单 因为他们中间的友谊，约拿单的了解父亲的心理。
Saul tried many times to get it and kill David.
所以扫罗虽然千方百计的想要除灭大卫
，but Jonathan, being Saul's son, actually tried to protect David.
约拿单身为扫罗的儿子，知道他父亲的心态，就来帮助大卫。
He did it so such that he said, so to say, even put his life on the line.
他甚至把自己的冒着生命的危险来想要保护大卫。
Now I'm going to read a little bit about the passages and see whether you understand what I'm trying to tell you.
我用以下的经文来证明他们中间的关系。
So then you can take a little rest while I read this.
我只用英文讲，所以你们要留心听，因为中文的翻译很拖得很长，所以浪费很多时间，所以只用英文。
But I'll read slowly, and you can also read. This is a different translation. It's just that I usually don't use that translation, but I use a translation today here. It's a little more easy to understand, a little more friendly story type of English. Okay. And then chapter 18. You can read a Bible. You can read chapter 18 with me for a few verses, from verse 1 to verse 9 in Chinese, particularly if you are not as familiar with the English language. After David had finished talking to Saul, he met Jonathan, the king's son. There was an intermediate bond of love between them, and they became the best of friends. From that day on, Saul kept David with him at the palace and won't let him return home. And Jonathan made a special vow to be David's friend. And he sealed the pact by giving him his robe, his tunic, his sword, bow, and belt. When Saul asked David to do so, David did it successfully. So Saul made him a commander in his army, an appointment that was applauded by the fighting man and officer alike. So Saul really saw the talent in David. So through Jonathan, actually, he promoted David, and he became one important part of his service. Verse 6, but something happened when the victorious Israelite army was returning home after David had killed Goliath. Remember David and Goliath, the story? Women came out from all the towns along the way to celebrate and to cheer for the king Saul, and they sang and danced for joy with tambourines and cymbals. And they sang this song. And something that just happened to mine is, women are really good cheerleader. After this battle in David and Goliath, the women really make this important thing and celebrate it. So they said, Saul has killed his thousands, but David his 10,000. This made Saul very angry. What is this? He said. They credit David with 10,000 and me with only thousands? Next day, they will be making him their king. So from that time on, Saul kept a jealous eye on David. That's the beginning of the relationship between David and Saul. Now, next, turn with me to chapter 19. And I'll read the first 9 verses. Now, this is so give you an idea of what the event that was going on. Saul now urged his servant and his son Jonathan to assassinate David, to kill him. But Jonathan, because of his close friendship with David, told him what his father was planning. So he told David, he said, tomorrow morning, He warned him, "You must find a hiding place out in the fields. I will ask my father to go out there with me, and I will talk to him about you. And I will tell you everything I can find out." The next morning, Jonathan spoke with his father about David, saying many good things about him. "Please don't sin against David," Jonathan pleaded. "He has never done anything to harm you. He has always helped you in many ways that he could. And have you forgotten about the time he risked his life to kill the Philistine giant and how the Lord brought a great victory to Israel as a result? You were certainly happy about it then. Why should you murder an innocent man like David? There is no reason for it at all." So Saul listened to Jonathan and vowed, "As surely as the Lord lives, David will not be killed." Afterwards, Jonathan called David and told him what had happened. Then he took David to see Saul, and everything was it had been before. Seemed like everything back to normal, right? But then, war broke out shortly after that, and David led his troops against the Philistines. He attacked them with such fury that they all ran away. But one day, as Saul was sitting at home, the tormenting spirit from the Lord suddenly came upon him again. As David played his harp for the king, you know, David actually is a musician, so he was playing the harp. Not only did he help in fight in battle, but he was entertaining Saul with his harp. But what happened? Saul hurled his spear at David in an attempt to kill him. But David dodged out of the way and escaped into the night, leaving the spear stuck to the wall. Well, that is part of the story. First of all, Saul changed his mind. His son persuaded him. He said, "This is a good man here. Why you do that to him?" And then he said, "Okay, I vow I will not do anything. I won't kill David." But the next episode came when David became raised again as his achievement. The same bad attitude started back in Saul. So while David was there, sitting there playing the harp, entertaining Saul, well, he had a spear in his hand. David was pretty fast. You know, he was fast because he killed a lion, so he knew what was coming. Now, another person might have been killed already, but David, he was fast, muscular, probably very alert. Once he saw Saul doing something unanticipated, he ducked and the spear went into the wall. So he wasn't killed. Okay, just a couple more things about this story. Turn with me now to 1 Samuel chapter 20. And I'll share with you just a few verses here. Read with me chapter 20, verse 30 to 33. He said, "Saul boiled with rage at Jonathan because his son tried to protect this friend. But this friend, he wanted to kill." I didn't want to read it out, but this is I'm from the Bible, so I'm not swearing, okay? "Saul boiled with rage at Jonathan. He said, 'You stupid son of a war.' He swore at him, 'Do you think I don't know that you want David to be king in your place, shaming yourself and your mother? As long as that son of Jesse," but David is his father's name is Jesse. He said, "As long as that son of Jesse is alive, you will never be king. Now go and get him so I can kill him." That's what Saul telling his son, okay? But what has he done? Jonathan demanded. Why should he be put to death? Then Saul hurled his spear at Jonathan, intending to kill him. So, at last, Jonathan realized that his father was really determined to kill David. Now you got a picture, right? Just one more last ending. So we turn with me to chapter 31. Now, even though Jonathan is very loyal to David, he's still all loyal to his father and the king of the nation of Israel.
虽然约拿单对大卫非常的忠心，但是他也忠心于以色列国的事情。He
did not refrain from his responsibility as Saul's son and as a warrior for Israel.
他并没有避免参与与以色列敌人的征战。
So here now, we see a little bit of the ending of the story. Chapter 31,
我们看到,
verses 1 and 2.
在撒母耳记上第31章,这个故事的结尾。
Now the Philistine attacked Israel, forcing the Israelites to flee. Many were slaughtered on the slopes of Mount Gabor. The Philistine closed in on Saul and his son, and they killed three of his son, Jonathan being one of them.
31章说，非利士人与以色列人征战，以色列人在非利士人面前逃跑，非利士人就杀了扫罗的三个儿子，包括约拿单在内。
So that's the story of David and Jonathan.
这就是 大卫与约拿单中间的故事.
I think those are the two, I think, most distinct story that the Bible shares with us about true friend and friendship.
这是两个在旧约圣经里面提到有关真正朋友的两个故事.
But I'm going to share with you something even more important.
但是我觉得有更重要的，圣经里面有更重要的信息来告诉我们。
And that is on the spiritual dimension.
就是不只是从人性方面看友谊，而是从灵性方面看真正的友谊。
Christ called those who believe in him friends.
从今天的经文，我们念过的经文，我们看到基督称他的属于他的人为他的朋友。
As a believing Christian, we know that God really has a plan from the beginning.
所以的基督徒都知道，神从开始创世以前已经有一些的计划。
He created Adam and Eve so they can have fellowship with Him.
他创造亚当夏娃可以与神来交往。
But unfortunately, because of Adam's sin,
但很可惜，因为亚当的堕落。
God and human relation has separated.
就破坏了神与人中间的关系.
But God did not give up in spite of that. Because he already knew he has a plan. Because of free choice, human being chose to sin against him.
但神早已知道人会因为有自由的选择来拒绝他, 所以他一早就有了一些的计划.
So he already has redemption in mind.
早就有救赎的计划。
Now, if you read through the book of Genesis, you will realize that for the first 11 chapters in the book of Genesis, from 1 to 11, is giving you information, somewhat a historical form, about the beginning of civilization.
我们都知道创世纪前11章是讲到人类文明的开始。
But starting from chapter 12 to chapter 50,
但从12到50章,
the content was devoted to the choice of Abraham as God's friend.
从十二到五十章的内容是讲到神拣选亚伯拉罕成为他的朋友。
And also, it describes that God chose Israel as the nation.
也讲到以色列被神拣选为神的国度。
Not only that, God called Abraham the father of all nations.
同时神也指定亚伯拉罕成为众国之父。
Now, and in NIV, this will be in the King James, New King James, but in the, I'll read you the NIV version, what James described about Abraham in chapter 2, verse 23.
在新约雅各书二章二十三节那里这么样形容亚伯拉罕与神之间的关系。
He said that, and the scripture was fulfilled that said, Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness, and he was called God's friend.
雅各书第二章二十三节那里说，这就应验经上所说，亚伯拉罕因信神就算为他的义，他又得称为神的朋友。
And if you look along that trend of thought, God also has a plan to save all the sinners.Those who created.
神有一系列的计划要拯救他所创造的人。
But what better way to do it than to send Jesus Christ to this earth as a human being so he can relate to human beings?
但是这个计划就是让基督道成肉身成为救世主和人的朋友。
Because the God that we believe is not I.High up there as an old man with long beard.
因为神不是坐在天上一个老人有长着胡须的老人。
He is not separated from us. He is part of us.
他并不把自己与我们隔绝。他说他是我们一部分。
By that I mean we are not part of God, but He is with us since the creation.
意思就是说神从创造以之后就永远没有将自己与我们分隔。
So by sending Jesus Christ as true incarnation, Christ was able to relate to us. Not only is God, but he is also human in that sense, so he can relate to us as human. And the Bible said Jesus called us his friends.
所以他让基督道成肉身住在我们中间，可以了解我们所经历的一切。并称自己为我们的朋友。
Now today, the insert there, you have the Bible verses that we use today. Okay, if you don't have the slide, you can still look at the insert because John chapter 15, 13 to 15 is within that insert.
在今天的周报里面有一些的夹页，上面印了我们所讲的经文。
I'm sorry, it's only in English.
虽然只是英文。
Maybe we can just all read that one together in English.
我们一起来念英文。
The insert, John chapter 15, verses 13 to 15. Shall we read all together?
就是约翰福音十五章十三到十五节，在那个 I have found a friend 的右下角。
Greater love.Had no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends, if ye do whatever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father.I have made known unto you. Or the last statement was very clear. God was very transparent. Jesus was very transparent as our friend. He said, I'm representing God, my Father. He is also your God, your Father. And what God told me through me, I am now relating it to you as your best friends.
所以这里很清楚地告诉我们， 基督从神父神那里所领受的，他已经告诉我们，他称我们为他的朋友。
Now at this time, I'd like to share with you some of the important qualities that Christ demonstrated during his lifetime in terms of what qualify as best friends.
现在我愿意与你分享，基督在世上的时候，他证明，他显示了什么是真正朋友里面的一些的品格品质。
Basically, I just extracted some of these qualities from the New Testament, especially the four Gospels, in terms of Christ's life and mission. And I'm going to share with you six qualities that we can see in Christ's life.
我们从研读四福音和基督生平他与他的事工的时候，我们可以从基督的身上来看见所谓的挚友所含有的一些的品质。
And so that you can remember a little better from what we share today, I'm going to just emphasize this for you. What they say? Faithful, okay.
第一个就是忠心。
So this is the first quality of being good friends, is that it involves faithfulness.
挚友的第一个要素是忠心啊，你们
Faithfulness is related to unchanging promise.
忠心就是表示有一些从不改变的应许。
Steadfast in affection or allegiance.
有刚毅不移的爱和拥戴。
One passage in the in Revelation I share with you because that basically describes Christ being the faithful one.
就是例如启示录里面一段经文讲到耶稣是一个非常忠心的朋友。
Revelation chapter 1:5-6 said,
启示录第一章第五第六节那里说
He said, Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth. To him who loved us and who has freed us from our sins by his blood,and has made us to be a kingdom and priest to serve his God and Father.
就说到诚实做见证的，从死里首先复活，为世上君王元首的耶稣基督，他用爱爱我们，用自己的血使我们脱离罪恶，使我们成为国民，做他父神的祭司。
So the first thing we learn from Christ is his faithfulness.
我们说看到从基督身上看到第一个就是他的忠诚。
The second one I want to share with you is respect.
第二个是尊重。第一个是忠心 F, 第二个是 respect R.
Okay. Now, respect has to do with esteem.
尊重是跟这个一个人的价值有关系的。
Everybody wants to be respected as a person.
人都希望受到尊重。
Will you make friends with somebody who didn't respect you?
你是否与不尊重你的人做朋友呢？
I think this is a very important element of making good friends, is respect one another.
所以我们都可以了解，在朋友中间一个很重要的因素就是彼此互相尊重。
Let's see what the book of Philippians teach us about this quality.
我们看看腓立比书怎么教导我们彼此互相尊重。
Let us turn to Philippians chapter 2, verse 3 to 5.
腓立比书二章三到五节。
It says, Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourself. Each of you should look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others. Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ.
凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强，个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事，你们当以基督耶稣的心为心。
The third quality.
第三个 FRI.
Intimate, you know what intimate means? Intimacy.
这个字的意思是什么呢？就是亲密感。
To be good friends or best friend involve intimacy.
两个好的朋友需要有一些的亲密感。
Intimacy means knowing each other very well.
亲密的意思就是彼此互相的深入的能够来互相的认识
，maybe sometime in and out, inside out,
里外都了解。
While Webster Dictionary describes intimacy as marked by a warm friendship developed through long association，
也许可以翻译成为因为经过长久的相处而产生的厚爱。
You all realize this is not something you can develop overnight. Oh, I met you today. Well, acquaintance doesn't completely become a best friend in just a matter of a day or two, right?
这种的友谊是不可以速成的。
So from the human standpoint as well as the spiritual standpoint, in order to know your friend well, you have to know that person through a period of time, develop friendship through a period of time.
是需要经过一段时间彼此相处而产生这样的认识。
In the same time, if you're searching for God, your faith, you have to spend time reading the Bible, knowing your God, who you believe in. You have to develop this intimacy with God through long time of searching.
相同的，如果我们要深入的认识神，我们要花时间、花精神。
Now, this is, I think, even much very important in marriage.
在婚姻里面也是一样。
But it might happen, but I mentioned before,本人都不信是一见钟情的。
你讲乜嘢话？我不相信一见钟情。I don't believe in love in first sight.
Now this might be certain attraction, but are those attraction healthy attraction? You will find out later after you get married, right? But that those are real attraction of friendship or the intimacy that you want to develop as husband and wife.
男女中间所发生的这个电流并不一定都是健康的。
Intimacy requires transparency.
亲密需要有一种赤露敞开的透明度。
Now I'm talking about the most ideal because we are all working on it, okay?
当然我讲的是最理想的一种的情形。
Real intimacy has no hidden secret.
亲密中间不可以有任何的保留。
In a way, you can say that intimacy between the best friend to each other is just like we have open book.
两个亲密的朋友中间不可以有任何的隐藏。
So this kind of relationship depends on honesty and willingness to to share one inner thought.
所以这种的关系就建立在彼此的互相的诚实、真诚无为。
You can imagine what is coming out.
It's going to be a big mess.
Empathy. You know what empathy means?
这个字是代表什么呢？
You can say more in Chinese what empathy is.
在中文的翻译也许可以称为是共鸣或者是同理心。
Webster defined empathy as the capacity for participation in another's feelings and ideas.
韦氏字典这样的解释，这个字同理心就是与对方的情感或者是意念来认同。
Another way of defining is that identify with or experience with the feeling, thoughts or attitudes of another.
另外一个翻译就是去与对方的经历和他的态度。他的一些的意念来彼此的认同。
You know, the American or English expression is that putting oneself in others' shoes.
英文里面有一句话是说，我把我自己放在你的情形里面。
I don't know whether Chinese has some saying like that.In other words, if you really know what happened to the other side, wear his shoes and be him.
意思就是说，如果你真正要去经历他人所经历的，你要把自己完全的放在他的境况里面，好像穿他的鞋子，穿他的衣服。
During Christ's lifetime, he has been criticized by even his disciple and some other, you know, follower, and said that, you know, look at him, he is sitting down dinner with sinners.
基督耶稣在世的时候曾经被他旁边的人甚至他的门徒来挑剔他的错误，说他怎么可以与罪人一同的坐席呢？
You know, the Jewish culture, especially the mind thought of the Pharisee, they saying that if you sit on a table with somebody, say that you are reallyhaving solidarity with that group of people.
根据犹太人的习俗，如果你与什么人一同坐下来吃饭的时候，就表示你与那种人一同的认同那种人。
But Christ's mission is to associate sinner, and his mission is to reach out to them.
但这却正是基督在世上的他的使命，就是来介入来拯救一切的罪人。
Remember the little story about Zacchaeus?
你记得一个小的故事，是他跟撒该中间的关系吗？
You probably heard about this, the children's story. Zacchaeus, it was a little man, and a little man was he.He climbed up to the sycamore tree, Jesus, to see something like that.
撒该是一个很矮的人，但是他为了去看耶稣，他要爬到树上。
He was a sinner because he's a tax collector. In other words, you know, he put a lot of taxes on people.
他是一个罪人，因为他是一个税吏，他常常在收税上欺诈他的同胞。
But Christ came over. He already knew, you know, because Christ, he was sitting up on the tree, hanging his leg up there. And Christ said, Zacchaeus, come down. I'm coming to your house for tea.
但是耶稣一早已经从远方看见 他在树上，他说下来，我要到你家里面和你一同坐席。
So I believe true friendship in terms of empathy involves one reaching out to the other person.
所以这个真正的朋友是用诚心的来去接触对方。
Especially when the other person was in need.
特别是在对方有需要的时候。
When everybody, we said at the beginning, when everybody walking out, you walk in.
正如我们刚刚所说，那些看见你有问题离开你的不是真正的朋友，来挺身相助的才是真正的朋友。
Noble, you know what noble mean? Nobility.
下一个好朋友的职数是高贵的，就是有一个崇高的品格和名声。
This term, I believe, involve and describe about character.
这是跟人的性格相关的。
A noble person is one who possesses outstanding character.
一个高贵的人有崇高的品格
，and has good reputation.
也有上好的名声。
I think this term is even used in Britain a lot of time. You know, in those old days, talking about a noble person.
在英国的早期，常常讲到人要有高贵感
，but you will not be called a noble person unless you execute moral excellence.
一个人不可能高贵，除非他有崇高的品格。
But being noble also means that being worthy.
除了有高尚的品格以外，他需要有配得这些的。品格的这个道德的标准。
Why did I say that?
为什么呢？
Because you can be best friend among criminals. You can be best friend among mafia.
因为你可以与罪人同流合污，成为好的朋友。
We can be good friend. We belong to the same mafia club.
Am I a mafia?
And I sign you to kill this person, get rid of that one, okay? Because you are my good friend, you do it for me.
好朋友可以是两个都是参加党派的啊。
Bank robbers have solidarity too. They can't work together as one person. They have to work as group.
抢银行的也需要彼此的这个非常有亲密的合作才能够。是他们的罪行。
You are one of my best friends.
你是我最好的一个朋友。
You got the door.
你去把风。
I will went there to the cashier.
我就去里面抢那个银行。
The other one, you go into the vault. Get all they can out of the vault, okay?
第二个，另外第三个人就去他的这个保险柜里面抢里面所有的钱。
We are all good friends, right?
我们都是好朋友吗？
Yeah,
high five.
Well, this describes the fact that we can have good friends on this earth, but what level of good friends?
所以这表示我们有很多的不同的有很多不同种的好朋友，但是在道德标准上，我们是属于哪一种呢
？But for Christian.What the Bible tells us, this is a different type of friend that has different type of quality and ideal.
但是在属灵的方面，我们需要有一种不同的标准的。
The last quality I want to share with you.
最后一个。
dedication.
Use PowerPoint next time.
I hope you remember better than PowerPoint.
最后一个是 Oops. I told you it's going to be a mess. Now it is.
Dedication. Dedication refers to serious commitment and wholehearted devotion.
委身就是有忠诚至死的这种献身的态度。
To the point of self-sacrifice.
为了共同的目标而牺牲自我。
This kind of quality certainly is demonstrated in the life of Christ himself.
这种的品质 确实在基督的身上找到了。
We see some of that in the story between David and Jonathan.
我们也可以在大卫和约拿丹中间的关系上可以看到这一点。
But Christ as our friend, the dedication is to the ultimate.
但是基督因为是我们的朋友，他在委身方面做到终极的地步。
Because he died for all of us.
因为他为我们众人死在十字架上。
You know, something that always interests me in a way is that now that the 12 apostles spent 3.5 years with Christ.
十二个使徒用他们3.5年的时间与耶稣在一起。
And yet all of them fled when Christ was crucified.
可惜的是当基督受难的时候他们全部都为自己的他们都逃跑
了。It took the Holy Spirit to convict them after Christ was risen from the dead.
但是在基督复活以后圣灵来感动每一个十一个门徒。
Putting Judah aside,
除了犹大以外
，understand by church history, except for John, who died of old age.
So that's
the rest of Christ, these apostles, they all sacrificed their life because of their faith.
所以根据教会历史的记载，除了约翰一个人是年老而死以外，其他的十个门徒都为主殉道。
So in conclusion,
所以在结尾的时候
，Do you have a friend like that in your life?
在你的生命里面是否有一个这样的朋友呢
？To have one will make the whole world of difference in your life.
如果你有的话，就有天地之别。
You all know that on the human level how important it is to have friends like that.
从人性方面我们可以了解有这样的朋友是多么的重要有多大的帮助
But don't lose heart because at least we have Christ as our friend
但是如果你没有的话不需要灰心因为基督就是我们终极的挚友
You know, I always look at religion and faith as somebody high up some higher power up there that we have to reach to protect us and do things for us
事实上各种的宗教都认为宗教是希望有一个超乎我们之上的一个外来的力量在那里保护我们。
But I think we seldom look at this dimension and level of friendship that Christ wants us to have with Him.
但在基督教里面，我们的神耶稣却是我们的朋友。
God wants us to look at our faith and our belief like we look at the best friend who has our interests in mind.
神要我们看他。像是我们最好的朋友，为我们的利益着想的最好的朋友。
But if you look at Christianity in that kind of direction, maybe you will have a little change of mind that religion is not just observing somebody higher than you or building a statue and worship because you think this has the power over your life.
如果从这个角度来理解基督教的话，你可以也许。开始感受到我们所信的神不只是一个高高在上在那里操纵控制我们命运的神而是我们的
So if you have doubt, I'd like you to read that verse that is printed there over and over again.
如果你对这件事仍然有怀疑的话我希望你能够 重复的来阅读约翰福音十五章。
Now you have all received an insert today.
在你们的夹页里面有一首诗。
I couldn't think of a better song to summarize what I have shared with you today.
我找不到比这首诗更好的来对我们今天所分享的做一个总结。
And perhaps my brother and sister want to help out in this too and conclude this service and this sharing today by presenting a song to you.
我感谢诗班的弟兄姐妹愿意用这一首诗来做结论。
We are going to sing two verses first by the choir, and then we'd like all of you to join us together in the last two stanzas.
我们先用诗班唱第一、第二节，当我们熟悉了以后，我们一同来唱第三、第四节。
So if the choir please come out, and we will present this hymn to you.
我们请诗班上来，我们一同来唱这一首诗，做我们今天讲到的结束。
And please meditate on the words she sing.
那我们唱的时候，我们希望你们能够留意诗歌词的内容。
Shall we bow our hearts in prayer?
我们一同低头祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much because you sent Christ down to be our best friend.
天父，我们感谢你，因为你差遣基督来到世上，成为我们的挚友。
Because we believe that he is fully God, but he is also fully man.
他是完全的神，又是完全的人。
He has power to save us from our sin.
他带有拯救我们从罪恶里面释放我们的权柄。
But he also suffered as a human, like any one of us.
但是他也跟我们一样，遭受肉体的痛苦。
We learn from his prayer that he was wishing that you can take this bitter cup away.
我们从他的向你的祷告里面知道，他也愿意你将苦杯从他的身上挪开。
But because you love us so much, he wanted to save everyone who can believe in him and be part of this eternal family.
但是因为爱我们的缘故，他愿意领受这个苦杯，为了拯救我们，成为他家里面永恒的一份子。
He is our best friend, not only in heaven, but also on earth.
他不但是我们在天上的最好的朋友，也是在我们，也是我们在地上的好朋友。
So I pray, Lord, today that if any of us have not committed this kind of friendship with him and believe in him, that your Holy Spirit will continue to work in their hearts.
所以今天我们愿意为我们中间所有尚未建立这样关系的人祷告。
So that none of them will miss this blessing.
所以没有一个人会失落这样一个伟大的恩典。
For we ask in Christ's name.
我们如此祷告，是奉耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.